nurse working conditions and restraint use in long-term care. You're listening to Longwoods Radio, your healthcare source for ideas, new policies, and best practices. Nurses who work in long-term care facilities may make use of physical devices or medications to restrain elderly residents. Physical restraints may be employed for a variety of reasons, including poor physical functioning or behavioral problems of the resident. Antipsychotic drugs are used to restrain residents who present with behavioral and psychological symptoms such as restlessness and are more often used with patients with dementia. Residents who are subject to the use of restraints may experience resulting health problems, falls, or even death. Previous research has shown that long-term care facilities with higher levels of nurse staffing use less restraints on their residents. This study aims to determine whether job demands and job control can predict the use of restraints in long-term care facilities. Specifically, the researchers hypothesize that excessive job demands and low levels of job control increases the risk of restraint use, and that high job demands and high job control decreases the risk of restraint use. Data for this study was collected from 23 residential homes and 8 health centers in Finland. Information about the residents' physical, cognitive, and emotional functioning was obtained from the Resident Assessment Instrument System, which is used in every long-term care facility in Finland. Data were also collected using the nursing staff levels at each facility. Nursing staff were asked to complete a questionnaire which measured their job demand and job control. And 1,172 staff members, 67%, completed the questionnaire. Job demand was measured using a scale which asks about the physical demands of work, how hard work is, and whether there is an insufficient time to work. Job control was measured using two scales, one which assesses skill discretion, learning new things on the job, ability to develop new skills, job requiring skill, task variety, non-repetitive work, required creativity, and one which measures the decision-making authority, freedom to make decisions, choice about how to perform work, and having a lot to say in the job. Finally, data about the use of restraints at each facility was measured by determining whether a physical restraint, trunk or limb restraint, chair that prevents rising, was used within the past 7 days and or the frequency of antipsychotic medication administered to the resident without a diagnosis of any psychotic disease during the past 7 days. In the facilities studied, physical restraints were used less frequently than antipsychotic medications. Not surprisingly, physical restraint use was associated with the patient's abilities to complete activities of daily living and with their cognitive abilities. Antipsychotic restraints were also associated with residents' behavioral problems. Restraint practices were not found to be associated with either unit size or nurse staffing levels. Staff job demands were not associated with antipsychotic restraint use. Staff job demands were highly associated with physical restraint use in units where staff reported low job control, but not in units where staff reported high job control. Additionally, in units where staff reported high job control and high job demand, the risk of antipsychotic restraints decreased. The results of this study indicate that nurses' perception of job demand and job control has an effect on the amount of restraints used in the long-term care units studied. This effect is independent of resident and staffing differences across facilities. Interestingly, high job demand alone does not increase the risk of restraint use. Job demands strongly increase the risk of restraint use in units where staff do not have opportunities to make decisions in use and use their skills. In addition, in units where staff have high job demands but where the perception of job control is also high, this study shows that antipsychotic restraint use is decreased. While this study did not examine the influence of other factors such as the institutional policy on the use of restraints, the findings suggest that care practices could be improved by enhancing nurses' level of job control in long-term care facilities. This case study is a synopsis of nursing working conditions in relation to restraint practices in long-term care units, originally published by the Journal of Medical Care in 2006. This has been Longwoods Radio. Thanks for listening.